McGraw-Hill Professional presents Exception to the Rule, The Surprising Science of Character-Based Culture, Engagement, and Performance. Written by Peter J. Ray, Ph.D., James K. Stoller, M.D., M.S., and Alan Culp, Ph.D. Narrated by Doug Green. Introduction. Thomas Merton said we might spend our whole life climbing the ladder of success, only to find that when we get to the top, our ladder is leaning against the wrong wall. Practicing virtue leans us against the right wall. The 7 classical virtues of trust, compassion, courage, justice, wisdom, temperance, and hope are more than just words. Virtue is the key to any positive relationship, including a happy marriage, a sense of purpose, and success in every area of life. What's not to like about a wall like that? Why the title of this book? Exception to the Rule relies on virtues to help the reader take concrete action to better enhance individual and organizational performance. The virtues point us down a well-worn 25-century-old path toward excellence, as opposed to the latest management fad. In fact, virtue means arete, or excellence. Virtue is about peak performance. In a way that is down-to-earth and actionable, we explore ideas that are often considered abstract. It is a practical book that details an evidence-based approach to driving high performance under pressure in an uncertain world. While rules are designed for a fixed world, virtue provides moorings to navigate a volatile world. We begin by defining these virtues. Then, because experience with this approach has worked in a Fortune 500 company and a large academic medical center, as well as in many other sectors, we offer examples from business and healthcare leaders who, by embracing these virtues, have changed the cultures of their organizations to drive the outcomes we all seek. Practicing virtue also helps us in our personal life. People can underestimate how leaning against an unethical wall is destructive, not only to others, but to ourselves as well. Chronic anger, guilt, and fear drive emotions deep into our brain that can create physical problems. When medicine uses the term psychosomatic, it means mental distress, which leads to physical distress. Without a sturdy virtue wall to lean against, why bother developing self-control, sacrifice, and service to others? Virtue, competitive advantage or disadvantage? Virtue aims at the good. This means to enhance and protect others, all others, even people outside my team, outside my organization, outside my culture, and even people who are disrespectful toward me. Here is how we do this. We enhance and protect others by practicing trust, compassion, justice, courage, and hope. Importantly, it is not a virtue until we act. Virtuous behavior and leadership require action. This is why we practice wisdom and temperance, which helps make virtue habitual. Except for an occasional sociopath, everyone wants permission and encouragement to practice virtue, but there is a catch, and it is a really big catch. Perhaps we can readily imagine practicing virtue with our teammates, with people where we work, with patients, and with customers. It is not as easy to imagine practicing virtue when we don't have to. When we have power over suppliers and distributors, they have to do what we say. It is harder still to imagine exhibiting virtue toward people who have treated us disrespectfully. When we reflect on a time when someone treated us with contempt, hard feelings quickly boil up all over again. We can more easily imagine wringing the neck of someone who disrespected us. It is not without reason that I might want to be virtuous, but not if it puts me at the mercy of an unvirtuous competitor. So it is a pretty tough standard to consider how to execute a business plan that considers employees, customers, investors, suppliers, distributors, and the environment, and that, when needed, treats unvirtuous people respectfully. It can seem pretty idealistic to imagine